A new all-female country supergroup has rolled into town, the High Women. Their name is a nod to the all-male 1980s group, the Highwaymen, made up of country heavyweights Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride.
I was a high woman, and a mother from my youth.
The High Women is made up of some of country music's biggest names today, Brandi Carlile, Amanda Shires, Natalie Himby, and Maren Morris. And they've rewritten the classic Jimmy Webb song, calling it High Women.
We followed a coyote through the dust of Mexico. Every one of them except for me survived, and I am still alive.
Natalie Himby and Amanda Shires spoke with me about the High Women's debut album. Shires told me how they approached rewriting the Jimmy Webb song, putting women front and center.
When we were talking about the High Women as a band, you know, that was one of the first things we tasked ourselves with, was writing that to tell the stories of women and the progress and the regress, I guess, at times. And Brandi started it, and then I swung it back to her, and then she swirled it back to me, and we kept going back and forth until we had it to perfect.
We're the High Women. We sing a story still untold. We carry the sons you can only hold. We are the daughters of the silent generations. You send our hearts to die alone in foreign nations. It may return to us as tiny drops of rain, but we will still remain.
Natalie, you've written some massive hits, including a couple of songs on the soundtrack of the film A Star Is Born from last year. But this is kind of new for you, right? Being out front? What is that like?
You know what? Actually, it's a lot of fun, if I'm going to be honest. I'm not in just any group with three girls. I'm in with three superstar girls who are all three different in their approach to music. So when they first asked me to be a part of it, actually, they asked me to write for the project first. And so I like to say I kind of wrote my way into the band. You know, Amanda and Brandi, they were both looking at me, and they were like, hey, do you want to join our band? And I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm 42 years old, and I was like, what does that mean? I mean,
I'll tell you, one of the things that was awesome about meeting Natalie is it felt like instantly right. I mean, she started drinking rosé that day at 12.05 p.m.
Well, I mean, you guys are an easy hang, and it really was funny. The weird part about our band is that we didn't grow up together, and we didn't practice in garages and, you know, have or go to college or anything. We kind of found our people.
You mean together.
Yes. Yeah. And it's weird how all four of us are so different, but we fall right in place with each other.
I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. Let us take on the world while we are enabled and bring this back together when the day's done.
You know, when you're listening to some of your songs, it can be really hard to tell who's who. And even as you're talking, Amanda and Natalie, I'm sometimes going, wait, who's talking? But in some songs, there's not really a clear lead. It reminds me, in fact, so much of the way that women often interact, you know, the way that we sort of finish each other's sentences and read each other's minds.
For sure.
There's this really complimentary feeling about it. Is that something that you designed, or can you design that, or does it just happen?
You know, when we were singing one of the first, well, it was either Redesigning Women or Crowded Table. The first one we did not was Redesigning Women, I think.
Exactly.
And we started singing it, you know. Then we were like, why don't we just all sing it together in unison? And, you know, and then we just sort of tried doing all the other parts in harmony. And I thought that was really cool. It sort of, to me, is it makes it feel like a collective, like other people might sing along, or that it might. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, well, I don't know a lot right now.
You know what, though? When we sing these out, it's great because we're all singing the lead. And mm-hmm. it was kind of intentional in that way. It didn't it wasn't written intentionally that way, but it ended up intentionally that way. So,
well, let's listen to another song. Let's listen to Redesigning Women, which was co-written by you, Natalie Hemby, and Rodney Clausen. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Full-time living on a half-time schedule. Always trying to make everybody feel special. Learning when to break and when to hit the pedal. Working hard to look good till we die. A critical reason there's a population. Raising eyebrows and a new generation. Rosie the Riveter with renovations. And always gets better with the wine. Redesigning women.
All right, Natalie, there's so much going on there, but tell me what you were thinking about.
Well, you know, I had always had this title called Redesigning Women, and I've always wanted to write it, but I just never found, because I'm writing with different artists and different people, I never found the right person to actually do that song. So I took that title, and I called Rodney Clausen, my friend, because he's a very colorful person and just somebody I knew that I could lyrically take something like this to. And so we literally sat in my house, and we wrote that song in about an hour, and I just kept laughing, you know, at some of the lines, because they're all so true. I mean, the buying 11 pairs of shoes and always trying to make everybody feel special, and it's just like we are trying to run our world and clean up the kitchen. I don't ever feel like I can ever catch up with my own self. I wanted it to be more Dolly-esque and not so I also didn't want to be like male bashing and all that kind of stuff either. I wanted it to be fun, hey, we can't do it all, but we can kind of thing. So it's been really funny to watch, because women from all across the board are like, girl, you just wrote my song, you know, from all walks of life.
How do we do?
Speaking of women, I want to ask about representation in country music, big reason why your group exists. A recent report came out from the University of Ottawa that showed in the year 2000, female artists represented about a third of the songs on country radio. Last year, that was down to just 11%. Why are women so underrepresented on the country airwaves?
You know, it's a great question, and I think if we knew the answer to that, it would already be solved. But for me, it's very frustrating. It's been a frustrating thing for a long time, because I work with a lot of different female artists, and I write songs for them. And it's like, even as a songwriter, it's so hard to get songs cut or played on the radio, because there's still this talk of like, well, we've got a girl like her already. And it's like, well, you have 10 boys who all sound alike, and all their names are Luke. So it gets really frustrating.
My theory has to do a little bit with money and people getting used to pushing the money button. And this makes money, so we might not want to try pushing a different button.
I feel like that what we keep hearing from programmers and radio programmers is that, oh, you know, it didn't test well. Women just don't listen to other women in country music. And that is just a bunch of lies.
It's a bunch of lies.
Since we are talking about representation, you know, this album certainly elevates women, and it, in a lot of specificity, describes the different kinds of life experiences for different women. But you are all white women. I wonder how you think about that in light of the larger goal of inclusivity.
Well, everyone's welcome to be a high woman, and it was never going to be limited to just four folks, you know, straight up. It's always going to be a band where we want everybody to jump in. You know, and part of the problem is that, along with not playing women on the country radio, there's not a lot of representation for anybody that's a minority. And then after that, then why would you even want to play country music? So, you know what I mean? Like, you can't really have a pool if there's no pool, but there is a pool, but we can't see it because we're not allowed to see it because they've already decided to put all the Lukes on the radio.
Right.
Well, I also want to mention something I read in Rolling Stone that your fellow band member, Brandi Carlile, said. She called the High Women a movement. What does that mean?
It means it's more than just the country music.
Yeah, it is. It's more than just our band, our record. We're trying to make a statement and bring more women front and center. And like Brandi has said many times, open the door and hold it open for other female artists.
Weight of the world on these small shoulders. Beyond my years is where I like to stand.
That was Natalie Hemby and Amanda Shires, two of the four members of the supergroup The High Women. Their self-titled debut album is out now.
Listen to vinyl for the scratches.